This is Larry and Pat Nelson on W3W3 Internet Talk Radio, and we're here at Hot Pink with Daniel Feld, Director of Colorado Operations.
Hi, Larry. Good to see you.
Daniel, there have been a number of changes in the wind this past couple of years. Very recently, SoftBank Venture Capital changed its name. What's the new name, and is it strictly cosmetic?
That's right, Pat. We have changed our name from SoftBank Venture Capital to Mobius Venture Capital. The new name is a reflection of our independent status that we've had as an organization since 1996, when it was founded. Part of the name change is to help clarify the difference between SoftBank Venture Capital, the group of nine partners that manage the funds that we're involved with, from SoftBank Corporation based in Japan. They've always been independent operating organizations, and the new name helps to reflect that difference.
Daniel, why Mobius? There's got to be a story behind it.
So that's a great question, Larry. Actually, the story behind the name specifically, Mobius is connected to the 18th century scientist, philosopher, very extraordinary person, August Mobius. The spelling of the name is a little bit different. It's kind of an Americanized version of the word Mobius. But you'll be most familiar with the term Mobius related to Mobius strip, which is a visual representation, a scientific and a mathematical representation. You can actually visualize it through taking a piece of paper, cutting a strip of paper, and then turning it and connecting the two ends back to back so that it actually creates an infinite loop where the beginning and the end are one and the same.
Daniel, there are many different types of what's commonly called incubators around the country. Now, of course, some of them are just history. Now, what's Hot Bank or Mobius all about, and what are its differentiators? Hey, now, does that sound like a venture capitalist or what?
You're asking the good pointed questions, Larry. Thank you very much. The differentiators, actually the history of Hot Bank and the difference between an incubator and accelerator and those things that have come and gone over the last couple of years is quite interesting. Actually, incubators have been around for a long, long time. Just recently, last 3 to 4 years, people have started to really recognize them because there's been a lot of venture funds and a lot of private funds that have been put behind incubator operations. But incubators for a long time have been very connected to universities and very connected to business development in new cities and new towns to help create companies to create jobs and to create a healthy economy. The acceleration of that concept has been pretty interesting based on the acceleration of the economy over the last couple of years. And it's actually interesting because there are different incubators for different reasons. And some of the incubators that have blown up, and as you mentioned, are actually history now, are some of those organizations, some of those businesses that were aimed at creating public market value in and of themselves. They would invest in companies, they would bring those companies into the incubator, and they would take a pretty significant equity position in those companies to try to then spin those companies out and have public value in and of themselves as an incubator. The operation here in Colorado, the Hot Bank operation, is very different than that. We look at this as an integrated part of what we're doing in Colorado and what we're doing in California as part of our investment process. We really look at this as a value-added service for our portfolio companies, targeted for our portfolio companies to help them get to the resources and accelerate through the initial stages of development where operational distractions such as facilities and copy machines and fax machines and that type of stuff are, you know, getting the telephone system set up. All of those are distractions for the core group of people that are getting the business set up. So what we do is we manage all of that for them so that they can focus on the business of building their companies.
Can you give us a flavor of what Hot Bank is doing here in Colorado?
Absolutely, Pat. We've been managing Hot Bank here in Colorado now for almost 18 months and been providing services to our portfolio companies, and again, that's an important differentiator. We focus exclusively on providing services and support for our portfolio companies, again, as a value add to help with our investments. And those services include everything from shared facilities. We office in the same office with many of our portfolio companies. It gives proximity to our portfolio companies to one of their primary investors so that we have a very good dialogue and a very good insight from both sides, both the company side as well as our side as the investor, to helping those companies get connected to the resources, the people, the introductions, the technologies that they need to develop their companies.
Daniel, what are the rules or the guidelines that the in-house portfolio companies must adhere to?
There are some basic guidelines, Pat. I'm sorry, Larry. That we ask them to live by. Again, because this is a shared common space for many of our portfolio companies as well as ourselves. There are some kind of nice guidelines that help everybody play nice in this environment. It's nothing that you wouldn't have in any other office space where, you know, we ask folks to kind of pick up after themselves in the conference room. Since we have many shared conference rooms, and we ask that they take care of filling the copy machines and that type of stuff at a very, very base level. At a much higher level, the rules of engagement here are really that they focus on building their business and look at using the money that they have from their investors, whether it's us or us and a co-investor, that they really apply that diligently and manage their business as it was the most important thing in the world.
The facilities and amenities here at Mobius are really extraordinary. What does it take to be part of the community and tap into the Mobius VC assets?
Pat, the answer to that is pretty simple. It's the primary criteria for being able to have access to the services and the facilities, all of the things that are connected here to Mobius Venture Capital in Colorado, that you, number one, most importantly, you have to be a portfolio company. You have to be part of the portfolio. You have to have received investment from Mobius Venture Capital to be considered for access to these services at Hot Bank Colorado.
Can you give us a couple examples of companies that are part of the Hot Bank community?
Sure, Pat. We have a number of companies, as I mentioned earlier, sharing the space with us here in the facility. We use this office as our primary point of operations here in Colorado. We also have a number of early stage companies that use the facilities on a day-to-day basis and are building their organizations from this facility as a starting point. We also have a number of strategic partners that office with us, that share space with us, as well as we look at the entire space as a hub of activity for all of our investment activity here in Colorado. Two of those examples, I'll give two to kind of keep this brief. But we have two companies that have been with us for a little while that have really grown very nicely. And again, one of the things to clarify is that all of these companies are portfolio companies. They've received professional investment money from Mobius Venture Capital. And they're all real businesses with real business plans, with real technologies and real marketplace. And the purpose of housing them here is to take away some of the operational pain associated with building a company and taking on the overhead. So first of the companies that I wanted to mention, or that I could mention, are ReturnPath, which is actually one of the interesting companies that's come through here. We had a company start with us when we first moved in named Veripost. That company had one primary competitor, ReturnPath, based out of New York City. Those two companies, at the end of last year, decided to merge to create one standard platform for the technology that they're creating, which was called an email change of address service, which gives them the ability to be like the post office for the email space. The problem that they solve, the pain that they solve, is there's a lot of folks out there who change their email addresses on a fairly regular basis. I think the quote is something like 30% plus of consumers change their email address on a 12-month basis. So the problem with keeping up with your customers, if you have some sort of email list or some sort of communication program that utilizes email addresses, it's very difficult to keep in touch with your customers because you lose contact as they change their addresses. So what ReturnPath does, now the combination of Veripost and ReturnPath, the new entity is all called ReturnPath, handles that for the publishers who need to try to keep their lists updated and fresh, and it handles it for the consumer who wants to stay in touch with friends and family as well as receive their publication.
What's the other company?
The other company is WideForce, and WideForce is another company that's been with us most of last year and into this year. We're very excited that they continue to grow and develop their technologies and work to get them into the marketplace. WideForce has a very interesting technology. They provide a technology and a service that helps manage a remote workforce. So what they do is they help find and connect remote workers. We've all heard about remote workforces, and telecommuters are a little bit of a different flavor, but a remote workforce is very similar in that you have off-site workers that have responsibilities back to an organization, whether it's an organization they work for on a full-time basis or somebody that they're doing piecemeal work for. And what WideForce has done is created a methodology and a technology that helps to manage the task process, delivering the tasks, making sure those tasks are followed up on, and then doing quality assurance to make sure that those tasks are done well. They use it for multiple applications. They're using it today live with clients for doing telesales, creating campaigns, and having remote workers contact potential customers, and then managing the success through the technology that WideForce has created. As well as data entry, very simple things like data entry and data identity. So another example of that would be if you have a catalog of 1,200 images that you need to catalog and index for an internet website where you're searching to find a certain image, you need somebody to sit there and look at the image, identify what the image is. So if it's a race car, they can type in that it's a race car, that it's a red race car, that it's a red race car with Firestone tires, and those words can then be used as identifiers identifier. So when somebody's doing a search for a red race car with Firestone tires and silver rims, they can more easily find that image.
Wow, I tell you, it sounds like there were a lot of exciting things that many people don't know about that happened in 2001. Of course, we're focusing now on 2002, and this is one neat place up here at Hot Bank. Now, your Hot Bank portfolio companies that are working up here, do they work together? Do they have an opportunity to leverage their expertise with other portfolio companies?
I'm glad you asked that question, Larry. It is actually one of the principles of why we have this space available for several of our portfolio companies. And we also use the space, as I mentioned earlier, as a hub of activity for all of our portfolio companies here in Colorado. So we do bring together many of our portfolio companies that are outside of the facility with those that are inside for happy hours, for meet and greet sessions, for collaboration in their businesses. We really do try to create those synergies among the portfolio companies. And within the facility, they are encouraged to interact with each other, to learn from each other, for the executive teams to talk to each other about what types of issues they're bumping into, when they're looking for funding, if they have any recommendations for other outside funding sources and introductions that they can make, as well as service providers and technology successes that they've had.
You mentioned service providers. I know a number of other incubator type organizations have a group of people who come in to help their portfolio companies. Or do you have a different spin on this?
We have a slightly different spin. We recognized early in the game that there's a lot of overhead associated with providing those services by ourselves directly to our portfolio companies. And we made the decision not to hire a very deep staff that includes accountants and lawyers and those types of folks who can provide the service within the portfolio, because there's a pretty significant overhead associated with having those folks on staff. Instead, we've decided to partner with best of breed service providers, and we have a stable of folks that we've worked with pretty successfully in the past, as well as many of our portfolio companies have established their own relationships with those companies. We don't require any of our portfolio companies to utilize any specific service provider. We do encourage them and connect them, help make those connections where we can with service providers that we have relationships with in areas of need. And we look for relationships with service providers that are valuable across the entire portfolio versus the one-off relationship, because it takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy to create a relationship with a service provider or with anybody, as you guys know. And putting that energy into it in our role is only really useful when you can leverage that multiple times across multiple companies.
What is it going to take to turn around the economy? Something beyond the mantra, get back to the basics.
Oof, that's a big question, Pat. To turn around the economy, you need a really large steering wheel and a really powerful engine. Seriously, I think the answer to that question really depends on your definition of turnaround. If the definition of turnaround is how can we get the economy back to where it was 12 months ago, I don't know that you'll ever have that, because there was a frenzy of investment activity. There was a frenzy of development activity where people were creating new business plans and new business ideas on a daily basis, and they were getting funded. There was a lot of really crazy stuff going on 18-24 months ago, and we've now seen the consequences of that. If the definition of turnaround is how do we create jobs, how do we build the economy, how do we continue to move forward, I think a large part of that answer is that everything happens in cycles. And if you've been in the business world for more than 15 or 20 years, you see those cycles. Those cycles go up and they go down. And what happened over the last 4 or 5 years was that the spike went up, 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 and it wasn't going down at all. And so now we've had a pretty sharp spike down. We're all hoping that spike kind of is at the bottom and that it's leveling off and that it will start to build back towards positive momentum. The job market will get better, that new companies will continue to build their technologies and build their organizations, and that will, over time, look like a turnaround, and you won't be able to see that until you look at it in hindsight. So it takes time to be able to see that pattern, and the hope is that people will continue to stay up about the economy, up about creating job opportunities, and look to keep moving the economy forward at an individual contributor basis. What can we do to keep moving the economy forward? And that just takes time.
It seems like Hot Bank and Mobius are really working on overcoming that image of the hockey stick turning to a hockey puck. And maybe you're going to make a nice hockey rink. I'll be the better
that,
for it.
That sounds pretty cold, but I'll take it.
All right. And I want to thank you, Daniel, for really sharing some insightful things. A lot of people wonder about Mobius and wonder what's happening up here at Hot Bank, because it is one slick outfit.
And I tell you what, you're doing your part to help out with the economy. I know our people and our listeners on the W3W3.com radio show will love to hear all this.
Thank you, Larry.